Okay, today's daf is daf kuf yud ches. We're up to the Mishnah and kuf yud zayin on amid beis. We begin with a rousing Reb Yisrael's
Zug deine Kibishne.
Well, a Reb Yisrael's anyway. Mazgel ha-kersh l'shi mevorech al mizonot. We're now up to the third course. The third course is used to say Birkat HaMazon. And Revi'i gomer alav et ha'alel v'omer alav Birkat Ashir. The fourth kos, after Birkat HaMazon, we say Halel, and we also add a special bracha, which is Birkat Ashir, which is not clear what that is. We'll see in the Gemara there's a machlokas. Actually, it's a machlokas that hasn't been resolved, because there's so many different minhogim in this. Deina kosot halal. Im rotze lishtot yishteh, ben shlishi l'revi'i lo yishteh. So now, there's different ways of learning this. The Rashbam learns Bena Kosot Halalu means between the two sets of Kosot. In other words, between 1 and 2 and 3 and 4, Bena Kosot Halalu, which means between the second Kosot and the third Kosot, which is the meal, there's no problem drinking. Because during a meal, the Yain is not Meshekir. It doesn't look like you're being Mosif Ala Kosot, which was one of the issues that he had raised earlier. Because normally you drink during a meal, and as Yerushalmi says, Yain betoch hamazon is not mishach. So there's no problem in adding alcohol because you're not going to get too drunk to say the halal afterwards. Hashem came, if you eat, drink before, so between 1 and 2, it looks like you're being mosif al hakosos. Or according to some, Yain lifnei hamazon is mishach. That's actually machlokas. It's a dafka Yain shalachra hamazon that's mishach. And my or but anything before is not, or is it only my yain betocham hamazon is not mishaver? Okay, others learned that you really can drink. We saw earlier, actually, the Rashbam himself said that there's even an Indian to drink before the soda because the yain is migrangor. So that way you're going to be eating yais of the teyavain. Seems to be a contradiction here. He says it's only between 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. It could be, I don't know, it's not anybody's suggestion, but it could be that he holds the sheet that is a machlokas over here between the Ramban and the Milchomas about whether it's mutter to drink between the first and second. So if you can drink, that was during the time that you're saying the Haggadah. Because of the mashmos over here, Ben HaKosos HaLolo, the simple mashmos of Mishnah is only Ben Shlishi Revi'i Lo Yishteh. So the Ramban says even the heter of Shtiyah is only before you pour the second kais. But once you pour the second kais, then it really does look like you're missing it. In other words, then you're being miyachid the kos specifically for the brocha and haggadah. So that doesn't make sense to drink. Mashenkin, the mechamis is really, it's when you drink the whole time you're saying haggadah. Okay, so many different approaches here. Omele Rav Chanan L'Rava, according to this, you're telling me that you have to be mevorach al mezene al hakos. So doesn't that prove that shmamina birchas hamazon don't hakos? I mean, we never really had a clear-cut proof that you absolutely have to make a bracha on the kos in birkat hamazon. We had the whole discussion earlier. But the Mishnah seems to take for granted. You have to pour a kos and you make birchas hamazon on it. You can't prove it from over here. Because there was a takon of arba kasi, the rabbanon, right? And those arba kosis were metukan. They're a chayrut. They were koveya, the kol chad v'chad, navid v'mitzvah. They were koveya to make a bracha on each coast on some level to do a mitzvah with it. So either kiddush or the birkas hashir, the halal, the haggadah. So they were koveya bracha birkat hamazon. But that doesn't mean that every day that you say birkat hamazon, you must have a coast. It's given that you're going to have a coast. So make the coast already on birkat hamazon. How can you prove from here anything? Revi gomer alav et halel gomer alav birkat hashir. What exactly is the birkat hashir? Revi Yehuda imer yalalucha. The regular yalalucha shem lokeinu that we say after halal, every time we say halal, the melech mulal batish pachod. That's the birkat hashir. I mean, what's the chiddush then? That omer alav birkat hashir isn't that part of halal? So Tosfos says the point is over here that we said before mokam shenagu levarach yivarach levarach acharav yivarach lo levarach lo mevarach. But over here it's telling me that in Lel Pesach you always make a bracha afterwards. Mashein ken Rav Yochanan Amar, the fact that it says birchas hashir is mashma that there's an additional bracha, not normally what's part of the halal. Therefore, says Rav Yochanan, it must be referring to nishmas kol chai. Now, how to understand this doesn't mean we finish the Hallel and also say Nishmas Kochai and then say the Bracha of Yishtabach after Nishmas Kochai. Or does it mean, which is what the Rashbam suggests, that the whole point that Rabbi Yochanan is making is that if you're telling me Birkas Hashir, it must be that there's another Bracha that you normally wouldn't have made. So you would have finished up your Hallel normally, Melech Bevo Batishbachot, then you would say Nishmas and complete with Yishtabach and actually say the Birkas Yishtabach. So he's adding another Bracha. And so fine, I mean, there are some who do that. There's others who learn that, no, Nishmas Kochai is an addition, but the Siyam HaBracha, you don't say Yishtabach at the Siyam of the Bracha. You stop, and then you go back to the Birchas Hashir, the normal Birchas Hashir, the Melech Mulal Batishpachot, which is what most people do. They'll say part of Yalalucha and Halal, then they'll say the Kibli Olam Chas of the Halal HaGadol, which we'll see that that's what we say afterwards. And then they say Nishmas, but they complete a single Bracha afterwards. Others don't say any Bracha after Halal. They wait until the Halal HaGadol Kibli Olam Chas, right? Then they say the Halalucha and the Yishtabach, using one or the other of the brachas, just the Melech Mulal Batishpachot. Anyway, the Gemara, again, it's there's much different minhagim in this, that I'm sure you noticed in the Haggadah. A lot of Haggadahs come like with different minhagim built in. They'll say, you know, minhag Sfarad, minhag, but isn't really, there's more than two minhagim. So even betoch Sfarad and Ashkenaz is different minhagim. Tana Rabbanan, Revi'i gomer alavet ha'alel, gomer halel ha'gadol, devir v'tarfa. Not only do you say the regular Hallel on Revi'i, you also say Hallel HaGadol. We know what that is, but we call Hallel HaGadol the 26 Kili Olam Chastos that we were talking about last night, the night before. V'yesh Omrim, others say that you also, or say Hashem Roli Lo Echsar. What is Hallel HaGadol? Mehechan Hallel HaGadol. As Rabbi Yehuda says, starts from Hodu Lashem Kitov Kili Olam Chasdo, until the end of the Kili Olam Chasdo. In other words, up until the words Al Narot Bevo, but not including those words. That's the next deal is Al Narot Bevo. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it starts before. It starts from Shir HaMaaleis. This, by the way, is reflected in Minhag Sfarad on Shabbos. Right? In other words, Minhag Ashkenaz only has Halal HaGadol, Kili Olam Chasdo. They don't say Shir HaMaaleis. Minhag Sfarad starts the Kili Olam Chasdo at the beginning of the Shir HaMaaleis, goes to the Shir HaMaaleis, like the Shita. So this is the marker of the various minhagim. So Rabbi Yochanan remembers Shir HaMaaleis ad Na'al Na'arot Bavel, and Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov remembers Yaakov Bachar Loka ad Na'arot Bavel, which is in the middle. Well, Lamanikra Shema Halal HaGadol, why do we come in? It's certainly a lot shorter than what we call Halal, so why is this the big Halal? Rabbi Yochanan, it means in terms of its chashivut. It's very important. Why? Because it says the Neisha Nechem Lechol Basar is what it leads up to. Kili Olam Chasdo. And that's Mipnei Shakadosh Baruch Hu Yoshe Berumo Shel Olam U'mechalek Mizonot Lechol Birya. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives every single creature its food. And that is a tremendous darga. Obviously, a very important element of Pesach is food. It's the only time you have a mitzvah to eat. It's an unbelievable thing. That's like the major issue. Yitzias Mitzrayim was in terms of Achila, Bizman Hazeh. It's the only time that we can be Mekayim and Mitzvah. It's a tremendously Choviv Mitzvah. Because the act of Achila per se, as opposed to through the eating and Mekayim Simchas Yantav, Reinik Shabbos, and so on and so forth, but that there should be a Chiyav of the Achila, as opposed to I need to eat in the Sukkah to be Kaveh. That's not that the Achila per se is the Mitzvah. But that we should have a Mitzvah to actually consume an object is an unbelievable thing. We don't have kochim anymore than we have that. So the elements of the lechem, what we've been talking about the whole week in terms of Shavuos, the distance between Pesach and Shavuos, it's all fundamentally food issues. It's agricultural issues. These chagim are agricultural chagim. The Mela, the Gemara goes over here, touches now upon the underlying issues, which includes the b'zeis apecha tochal lechem, all of the problems of achila, what it is that Adam has to do in terms of being mitaken achila, and so on. So that whole sugya is included here in Maseches Pesachim. Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Hani Yisrim Shisha Hodu Kineged Me. Why do we find 26 Hodu Lashem the Kilu Elom Chastos Kineged Yisrim Shisha Dorot Shebara Kadosh Baruch Hu Balamo Lo Natan Lahem Torah. There were 26 generations that were stuck in the world without an ability to get food for themselves because they didn't have a Torah yet. And then, nonetheless, Zanotam b'chasdo. Those 26 generations were dependent on Chasdei Hashem, and He was amazing them. Omrav Chista Maidir Tziv Hodu LaHashem Ki Tov. Hodu LaHashem Shegoveh Chovato Shel Adam B'Tovato. It's because we have that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Tov. So His Tov is used for His Chesed, meaning that there are times when a person you have to be metaken a person. The way to be metaken to save him from an onesh is to utilize his losses, monetary losses, to make up for an onesh that would have fallen on him. But those monetary losses, Maisa, were from money that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the guy up front. So the only way you had what to lose is because you were given what to lose. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a chovato. A person does something wrong, he collects that chov out of the money that he himself gave the person. Whatever it is, Ashir b'sharo, ani b'seyo. You have a rich guy. A rich guy could smash up his Jaguar. An oni has a set. Okay, so no mela, maybe a Toyota.
What?
A yatom.
What? The 26th generation. When did it start?
Adam Rishon.
Before Adam Rishon, we were.
No, from Adam. From Adam until Torah, 26 Torahs. Before Adam, there were Tav Kuf Ayin Dalet Daris, which is the remainder between the Elef Dor, Davar Natan Elef Dor. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the world couldn't be mitkayim, so He took those Tatka Daris, and it was Kermetz. They put them all into, scattered them, the Gemara Chagiga says, throughout the other Daris, which were all pre Chesed Daris, that He saw the world couldn't survive living, pre Rechokim Mitzadaka Daris.
So Avraham the 20 door, and then another 6 doors until Matan Torah.
Right.
So Kodesh Moshe Bnei Yisrael.
Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Kashin Mezonotav Shel Adam Kiflayim Ki Oleda. The relationship between the curse in Gan Eden of the Etzef Teldi Banim, which is the pain of birth, and the pain of making a living. Making a living is twice as bad as giving birth. Don't let the women tell you. What are you guys doing, women? Because you see, Bioleda, it says Be'etzef Tovli Banim, B'mizonot Ktiv Be'itzavon Tochalena. So Be'itzavon is a double lashon. V'om Rabbi Yochanan Kashi Mizonot Shel Adam Yoter Min HaGeula. What's more, the making a living, the bizonis that a person have, is more difficult, or is it more impactful, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was more involved than he is in the actual geula. This geula means in your personal geula. And you see very strongly as a theme throughout Tehillim that a person who reaches what it is that he has to reach, all of the potential in his life, that's called his geula, his personal geula. So here, it says by Gula, we see that Yaakov Avinu says, HaMalach HaGoheloti Mikora. So it's enough that a person should have a malach that brings him to his own needs. Whereas by Mizonos, it says, HaElohim HaRoyoti Miyodi Adayomase. So that means that there's a necessity for an interference, Kivayocho, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's own hands. Omrev Yehoshua ben Levi, B'sha'ash Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'adam, V'kotz V'dadar Tatzmiach Lo. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Adam that the earth is going to bring forth to you thorns and thistles, so Zalgu Einav Demahot, he started to cry. He said, Ribono Shel Olam, Ani V'Chamori Nochal Be'Evus Echad. You're telling me that I'm like an animal. I'm going to end up eating what my chamor eats. We should maybe eat together out of the same feeding trough. This is where I'm holding. Kivan Shamar B'Zeyat HaPecha Tochal Lechem. But when he was told that if he works on it, so then he can be mevar his ochel. So in other words, he can achieve higher and higher levels of cleanliness and sophistication in his food, which is what we've been talking about. That b'zeis apecha toch alechem. So then he was happy, because b'zeis apecha toch alechem means that the Adam has an ability to impact what the way that he lives, his standard of living, his chashivas as a human being. So then he was happy. Says Rav Shimon ben Lakish, I'll tell you one thing, it's a damn shame. Ashreinu v'mamadnu b'rishona. I don't know why I have to make such a big fuss about it. It would have been nicer to be able to eat like the chamor, and I wouldn't have to worry about going to work. I'd sit there and have my thorns and thistles, and then we could get busy learning. The truth is, adai lo paltinam, you know, we haven't really gotten away from the thorns and thistles. Look at the salads we eat. People are picking things out there. So we still have chamors, you know. Amr of Shizbi, Mishveda Rabbi Elazar ben Azari, Kashin Mizonotav Shel Adam Kriyat Yam Suf. Now, the connection to Pesach is that the level of interference, the Yad Hashem that's on the person in providing him a parnasa, is greater than the event of Kriyas Yam Suf. Notein Lechem Lechol Basar. And it says, the Gozer Yam Suf Lechzarim. So we see that it compares the two. Other places, Yosef and Kriyas Yamsuf. Here it's comparing the two, Mizoynes and Kriyas Yamsuf. Amr of Moshe ben Azariya, Kashin Nikavav Shel Adam Ki Yom Hamita Uche Kriyat Yamsuf. Someone who is constipated, man, getting to the bathroom is like death. Or constipation is like death, but Kriyas Yamsuf is it's just as difficult. Shinemra Mihertzo Eli Pateach. That which is closed up, not to be confused with soa, meaning excrement, with an olive, there's nothing to do with that, but soa is that which is sealed, liyipateach, to open up, and it says, follows with rogahayam, liyemugalav. So you see that the anhaga of pticha is equivalent to rogahayam. V'yom rev shesh, b'shum elozer ben azariah, kolam avazet ha-mohadot, gilu oved avadazara. Somebody who is not mechabe the moedim, this is referring to chol hamoed. There's people who treat chol hamoed like, okay, big deal, it's a chol hamoed, it's not important, so they dress the way they dress during the week, and they do malach and so on. Someone who treats chol hamoed like that, it's as if he's worshipping Avodah Zarah. Shenema Elohim asicha lo tzahasala, uktiv batech, chagam atzot tishmor. You see that there's an equivalence between the two. Somebody who says Lashon Hara, somebody who accepts Lashon Hara, or somebody who testifies wrongly against his friend, should be thrown to the dogs. Which we read also, Lo Tasi Shem Hashav. So don't be a carrier and don't be an acceptor of a Shem Hashav. The Chofetz Chaim says, because the dogs control their tongues. This guy can't keep his mouth shut. So throw him to the dogs. That's right. At least they know how to keep their mouth shut when they have. Okay, getting back to our Sugyot. The Ika Halel HaGadol. If you're telling me, it's so important, this Halel HaGadol. So why don't we say that instead of like the long halal that we say? So nan my taima amrinan hai. Why do we say our halal? It's mishum sheyesh b'chamisha dvarim halal. That's because it has five important ingredients that are nogea the process in time that we're passing through, called perek for perek, that we should get to, and that is, it mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim. Mentions Kriyas Yamsuf, mentions Matan Torah, mentions Triyas HaMesim, and it mentions Chevlosho Mashiach, all of the pain prior to the coming of Mashiach. Where do we see these elements? Yitziat Mitzrayim is obvious, but says he saw him in Mitzrayim. Kriyas Yamsuf is Hayam Ra'av Ayanos, Matan Torah Dechtiv Ha'arim Rakdu Ha'elim, Triyat HaMitim, because it's Esalech Niftei Hashem, Biyotzot HaChayim. And we know Rabbi Yochanan pointed out that Lolanu Lolanu refers to Shibud Malchiyot, or Kadosh Baruch Hu should save us not in our own schools, but Luman Shemo, as we said earlier. Ikiri Amri Adesam Rabbi Yochanan Lolanu Lolanu refers to Melchemet Gog and Magog. Rav Nachum Yitzchak says, you're forgetting a very important thing. Our Hallel has in it a reference to Yesh bo milut nefashot shel tzadikim megeinon. It mentions the fact that the souls of tzadikim are saved from Gehenem. Shenema, ona Hashem malta nafshi, rescue me. Chizkiyahu omer, b'vdash yesh bo yiridatan shel tzadikim lekivshan ha'ish v'aliyatan mimenu. It has also a remez to Hanani, Mishael, v'Azariah, those that were thrown into the Kivshan Ha'esh, including Avraham Avinu also, and the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rescued them. Techtiv lolonu lolonu. So these we have now, this was said by Hananiah. Ki l'shim chatein kavod, Mishael said, al-chast chaval amitecha Azariah said, lama yomru ha-goyim, that they all tied up. And it has Aliyatan, the Chsiv Halulat Hashem, Kol Goyim, that was said by Hananiah. Shabchu Kol Alumim, that was said by Mishael. Gavar Lenu Chasto, that was said by Azariah. We're going to have to go through Daniel together here. V'emet Hashem Leolam Alelu Kamru Kulam. V'yesh Omrim, Emet Hashem Leolam was actually said by Gabriel. Because we know that it describes the event in Daniel. So the people, the Bavliim that were looking on were shocked to see four people in the Kivshan. Right? So the Melech says, how many people were thrown there? Three. Why are there four? Right, so this was really Gabriel who had gone in to be matzil them. But there's a whole history to Gabriel. Because why does Gabriel say Emet Hashem Leolam, which means it was some type of historical commitment to this? Because the truth is, B'shar Shipil Nimrod HaRasha Et Avraham Avinu L'Tok Kivshan HaEsh. The centuries before Nimrod, who is called Nimrod, well, he's actually called Amraphel. I mean, that's everybody says he's called Amraphel because Amar V'Hipil, as Rashi says, because he said, throw the guy into the Kivshan. That's why his symbol became Ur Kasdim. But the truth is that Nimrod means exactly the same thing. Because Nom Reid is Omar Pal. It's just an Aramaic Hebrew reversal, right? Nom is to say, which is Omar. Reid is the name is Pal. So Omar Pal is Nom Reid. Right? So they're both really Al Shem Avraham. And nobody cares. Nobody cares. And maybe they'll see things with whole life. Yeah, I'm Ruffle, it's Nimrod. Yeah, maybe this. It's hopeless. Okay. So anyway. Just throw out pearls, you know, don't bother catching them. So Gabriel came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, this is terrible, you banish Loilam. Let me go down there and I'll cool off the Kivshan HaEsh and Avram will get out. I don't want to give this into your hands. Because Ani Yachid Ba'olami V'Hu Yachid Ba'olamo. The two of us are absolutely unique. And it's only right that a Yachid is going to be Matzel Yachid. But since you volunteered, Fisha Kadosh Baruch Hu, I don't want to take away your chance. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to let you do the honors of saving three of his great-great-grandchildren. For Hanani, Mishael, v'Azariah. So, look, Gabriel's not going to keep mentioning every couple of generations what happened. But when it came finally to the time, so he was very happy. That's why he said, Emes Hashem Leolam, Aleluka. Dorish Rabbi Shimon HaShiloni, Yisha'ashi Pil Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha, Hanani B'Shov Azai L'Toch Kivshan HaEsh. So comes along now Yurkemo, who is the Sar HaBarad, B'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he's in charge of hell. So he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ered Ve'atzanein Et HaKivshan, Ve'atzil HaTzadikim Alalu Mikivshan HaEsh. Let me go down, I'll cool things off. Omolo Gabriel, in Givurator Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bekach. Well, what does that prove? That won't prove anything. I mean, it's perfectly natural for lowering temperatures to put out fire. I mean, so nobody's going to be impressed with that. Big deal. I mean, who's the Batman character that turns everything cold? You know?
Mr. Freeze.
Huh? Huh?
The freeze.
The freeze, yeah. Okay, so you're the big freeze. It's a big deal. Shata Sara Barat, HaKol Yodim Shamayim Mechabim Et HaEsh. I mean, what's big deal with that? El Ani Sar Shalesh. It's a big chop for me to be able to do the honors, because I'm in charge of the fire. So, Ere Deva Karer Mibifnim, Viyach Mibachutz. What I'll do is I'll take the energy from inside, and I'll be a heat pump. So this way, inside it'll be cold, outside it'll be woo, and everybody outside will get burned up, and they'll be fine. That's a kunst. As a matter of fact, the years will come when they'll call me Maxwell's demon. So, and I'm going to do a neis b'toch neis. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, good boy, read. So there he realized that here was the key of the Haftoch originally. Rabbi Natan Omer, the Met Hashem Le'olam. You know who said that? The fish said that. Because think about it. The poor fish at the time of the Kriyas Yamsa. Can you imagine how excited they were to get all those Egyptian soldiers? And then Klal Yisrael complains, how do we know they're really dead? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to ask the Yam to spit him out. They never, I mean, what? That's not fair. So that was the Maisa. K'ravuna, the Yom Ravuna, Yisrael Shabbato Ador Mektanei Emunah Hayu. They didn't believe. K'ridosh Rabba Bar Mori. Of course, his name indicates what his rush is going to be. Ma'idekhti Vayam Ruah Yam B'Yamsov. Says Rabba Bar Mori, what does it mean when it says that they were married K'neged Hashem on the Yamsov? Melamit Shehimru Yisrael B'Tasha'a. They refused to really accept their geula, and they said, "Kshem shanu olim mitzad achad, kach mitzrim olim mitzad acher." They're going to be after us again in another 2 minutes. I mean, this was a nice show, but it doesn't really address the problem. So Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'sar shayam. Okay, spit them all back up. Amar lo v'ravri bonar shel olam. That's not fair. Kulum yeshevet shenotein lo rabo matana v'chozer v'notel mimeno. He gave me all this delicious food. I've got my fish being happy now for a week, and now we got to pour everything back. Marla's HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, I'll tell you what. Etein lecha echad u'mechzesh, but I'll pay you back with interest. So I'll give you now 150% return on the fish. So Marla, okay, Ribbono Shel Olam, you're going to give me return. And what am I going to do? I'm going to take you to court if you don't pay. I mean, I can't be tovea you. Yesh Evesh Etovea Drabo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, I'll tell you what. We'll get a guarantor. Nachal Kishon will be the guarantor. Okay, that's the case. Miyat Palatatam Leyavasha. Spit up all the mitzvim onto the dry land. The Bo Yisrael, Barahu Otam. Comes along Klal Yisrael. It says, Vayar Yisrael Mitzrayim. Neta Svatayam. What was he referring to? To Echad Umeth, 150%. No, because by Paro, it says, how many tanks did they have? Shesh meyot rechav bochur. Whereas by Sisra, it says, char meyot rechav barzel. So 600 tanks versus 900 tanks means he had 150% rebate. So that means that he collected beautifully. So kiyata Sisra. So when Sisra came now to attack Barak and Dvorah, so atu alaya b'dikri de parzel. So he figured, He had these amphibious tanks. You know, he figured, I know what God always does. I'm prepared. So he brings out everything. Everything's made out of metal. He's not going to be shaken to pieces like the Mitzrayim were. And he figures he'll get away with it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to use the first Star Wars. So he takes the Kochavim. And it says, Min Shamayim Nilchamu HaKochavim. So given the Nachitu Kofei Shemai Olayo, once they were attacked by the stars, they got awfully hot. So Agdiru Hanedikri de Parzla, the tanks started melting. And you can imagine, they escaped those tanks very quickly. So Nachitu La Krure, they all dived into the Yam, to Nachal Kishon, to get cooled off. Tosu says, what's that supposed to mean? I mean, one star is larger than the earth. How can the stars fight against that? It's interesting that he knew that. Brings in the Medrash that the whole, I mean, what, you know, he said, no, it means that the stars from where they were, this is like laser beams, you know, they ray them. There's really Star Wars. So Marlo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem says to Nachal Kishon, okay, Lech Vashleim Erevuncha, it's time for you to pay up. You were the guarantor, right? Miyagar Fam Nachal Kishon. So Nachal Kishon takes all of those soldiers. Vishlicham Liyah. Throws them into the sea. Mm-hmm. Now the fish are happy again. Shnema Nachal Kishon Gorfam. And the Shirat Dvorah says that Nachal Kishon blew them away, took them away. Nachal Kidumim. What is Nachal Kidumim? I mean, who cares about it? The ancient stream. What's the big deal? Nachal Kidumim is a reference to this thing, that it was the Nachal that had taken responsibility from the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim to have a further geula of the water taking away the attackers of Klal Yisrael. So it's called Nachal Kidumim. Shinasa Orev Mikedem. It was the guarantor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from way back. There's a beautiful story based on this Gemara. Nogia Halacha L'maisa. Can you imagine? What's a Chayach Halacha L'maisa from this story? Unbelievable Maisa. It's a psak of the Maharsham. Maharsham psak of the Maharsham is written up in the Shuvas. What happened was that, you know, they used to have all the Jews used to be the big money lenders. And if you had a particularly vicious ruler, so there were times where he would insist on taking money, like from a Jewish businessman, and then go get the money back. I mean, borrow money, go get the money back. So one time, the local Poritz told the Jewish guy in town that he needs 1,000 rubles. It's like a few million rand, basically, in the currency of those times. So the guy was like, it's going to ruin his life. How's he going to get this money? So he goes to a rich man in town, tells him, look, I don't have any money, I'm going to be in big trouble, the guy's going to kill me, I need 1,000 rubles. He said, what are you nuts? How am I going to collect 1,000 rubles? He says, listen, I'll be a guarantor. If he doesn't pay up, I'll pay up. I just don't have the cash now. Fine. The guy gives him 1,000 rubles. It's time to get his money back. he's not going to go yesterday. The guy's in pain. He's not going to go take the parents to court, obviously. So he says, okay. He comes back to the guy. He says, look, you guaranteed me the money. So the guy says, 100%. Fine. So show me that you were toveya him and he didn't pay. And then I'll pay you. That's the din of the guarantor. You can't come first to the guarantor and then and not even try to get your money back. I'm happy to pay you. You didn't even ask the guy for the money. So he took the guy to court, to Din Torah. So the local rav sent the shaila to the Maharsham. So the Maharsham said, what's Pshat in the Gemara? That the fish, the Sar Shel Yam, said, well, am I going to be Tovei HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, so we'll make Nachal Kishon the Orev. He never said Nachal Kishon is going to be an Orev Kabla, which means that you have the right to be Tovei the Orev. So you see that in a case where obviously the whole concern is that you can't take the borrower to court, that the meaning of Stam Orev is an Orev Kabla, you could be Tovei him first. So he paskin based on this Gemara. It's actually the Marsha's the Ikam Gemara. But he paskin based on that the Ikam Marsha. The guy has to pay the money without being to pay. That's a beautiful story. Mm. Sure. Yeah, anyway, it's so much fun. So that's Nachal Kidumim. Botasha patchu dagim shel yam. That's why I say, that's the Emes Hashem Lo'olam. Because the fish said, boy, we heard about that big suda that we lost. Now we get it. So they said, V'emet Hashem lo'olam, on Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, my dechtiv, and what does it mean in Halal when we say, Moshivi akeret habayit, let's create akeret habayit. It means, Amra Knesset Yisrael lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono shel olam, Samuni banecha kechuldazu, Hadara bi'ikrei batim. You know, the behavior of your children is so embarrassing that I feel like a weasel or a rat, we use in modern Hebrew, hiding under the cellar. Can't show my face. The Rambam says Knesset Yisrael means Zekanim, and so on. And but the truth is that's never the meaning of Knesset Yisrael in terms of its midrashic meaning, its kabbalistic meaning. Knesset Yisrael is the the chefza over time of the mitzias of Yisrael, not people, not individuals. It means that it's what we call Klal Yisrael, except that lately the word Klal Yisrael has gotten to mean some type of nation. Klal Yisrael is not a nation, exactly what it says, the Klal, the general concept, including all of the people across time and so on, it's not people. So it means Knesset Yisrael, what the Mitzias of Yisrael is, it's absurd that these should be my representatives. It's ridiculous. You see that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Yaakov Avinu the name Yisrael, so the Zohar says that when the Malach said, okay, so your name will be Yisrael, so it says, I just spoke to Yisrael, Bashamayim, and he said it's okay to call you Yisrael. So that's going to get this. What kind of business is these guys are Yisrael? It's an embarrassment. I hide under the cellar. Dorash Rabba. Ma'ite siv ahavti ki yishma Hashem. You can read ahavti as ahavta oti. Right? That is, we can make that a contraction. So ahavti ematay ani ahuva lefanecha. When do I see your love for me? When you hear my tefillah, that's when you fall in love with me. Daloti v'liyoshia, Omra Knesset Yisrael afnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, it's true that I'm daloti, it's true, dala ani b'mitzvot. But nonetheless, liyoshia lecha ani, I'm yours. V'lina aloshia, it's very similar to what we had lini halayla. There's two dargas of Maisim Tevim and of the commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omrev Kahana, Kishechala Rav Yishmo Rav Yossi, Shalach lo Rebbe, Emor lanu shnayim u'shlosha dvarim shemata lanu mishum avicha. When Rav Yishmo Rav Yossi got sick, so Rebbe sent to him, you told us that you had, there's many places, Rashbam points out, there's many places where you have this maisa. And every time, Rebbe says to him, send us two or three things that you said you were mekabel from your father. Because I'm afraid you're sick, baby, you'll die, we'll never have these things. Each time, he answers him something else. So, it's mashma that this happened on a number of different occasions. Or it's like maybe, really, he said them all of the things, it's just that we, in Shas, we're misadded them in different places. But that's difficult to believe, because otherwise, what's to say two or three things? I mean, two or three things. Tell us over the things that you haven't taught us from your father. So there really must have been that there were separate occasions, is the mashmaos.
I thought there were only two or three things that came out.
So why did he say two or three? Whatever it is, I don't care. It's one thing, it's 100 things, whatever it is, tell it to us. In other words, it must be whatever sugya we're holding. Give us something that's nogea this. So sholach lo kach. He's a sholach lo kach amar Abba. Ma'idich tivalulot Hashem ko goyim. Well, what? Listen, halal is for goyim? Halal Hashem ko goyim? The whole halal up until now is discussing the nisa for Klal Yisrael, so all of a sudden, halal is Hashem ko goyim. Doesn't make sense, b'chlal. Umot ha'olam, maya v'yatayim. What are we bringing in the goyim for here? Ha'achi kama. Halaluat Hashem ko goyim, agvurot v'niflaot da'avid ba'atayim. The point that David HaMelech is making here, or whoever it was that said halal, is making here, is that the normal human condition is a condition of halal. Kadosh Baruch Hu does the most incredible miracles for every person on earth, and for every nation on earth. But when we say halal, it's not of those things. It's kol shekein anu, de gavar aleinu chasdo. So that's why it says, halot Hashem ko goyim, shakru kol ha'amim. Ki gavar aleinu chasdo is what, but take a look at the difference between the darga of Yisrael to kol shekein, we should have the concept of halal. Furthermore, he said, v'od, atida mitzrayim shtavi doronu Mashiach. That when Mashiach comes, Mitzrayim is going to present a whole tribute. Kasavur enu mekabamiya. And he didn't want to accept it. Because he felt Mitzrayim did cause such pain to Klal Yisrael. In history, they don't deserve that. I should even be mekabel a gift from them. Omar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Mashiach. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Mashiach, kabel meya. You have to accept it because they were basically the hosts of Yisrael for all those years. So miyad, therefore it says in the pasuk, Yeasoyu Chashmanim Mini Mitzrayim. bring all of these gifts, representatives, tribute from Mitzrayim. Nasa kush kavachom rebatzma. So next door neighbor, Ethiopia, decides what only their airlines gets to go. If they have a right to bring gifts to Mashiach after all the harm that they did, for sure I should be able to bring a gift. Very good. You can bring it. They can also come. Miyad, the next pasuk, Kush taritz yadav le'Elohim. Kush also, Ethiopia, brings forth everything that it has to God. So now comes along Rome. Rome, of course, represented by all Western civilization. So it's Kavachomer, they said. Ma, lalu she'inachayim ken. These people are not even related to Yisrael. I mean, we've been the new Israel for thousands of years. We for sure could go ahead and bring a gun. So anu she'inu achayim lakoshikim. Amalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaGavriel. Ga'er chayat kenego. Get rid of the boar over here. Ge'or chaya. Get rid of this beast. And go show the difference between Yisrael is my Eda. This is Dara ben Hakanim. We call them the Chazir. Chazir miyar sadayir ena. And that's a reference to Rome, Bichlal. Its entire mitzias is that the physicality of taking the earth. It's like rolling around always in the dirt. Omer Rabbi Chiya bar Av, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Gior b'chayash komasen etam nukum esecha. Kane over here, it's not Lashon of Kinyan, it's Lashon of a reed, which was used for writing. So what you want to do, get rid of them, where they only need, basically, one default document for anything that you ever ask them. The answer is the Jews? No. There's always one kumas. The Jew is chayav. The Jew should pay. The Jew is the one who caused it. It's often throughout all history. It's always the same story. So if there's a problem, Israel's the problem. There's a plague, the Jews are the plague. Whatever. So it's always the same kumas. They don't even need two kumasim. Same document all the time. So that's referring to Rome. Adat Abirim, the Egle Amin, they went ahead and were shochet. Knights, Klal Yisrael, the goddess of Christ, like knights among the umays, and they shechted them like agalim she'en lehem ba'alim, like picking up steers and shechting them. Mitrapez beritze kesef she'poshtin yad kabel mamon. They take money to do ratzon beritze kesef. Okay, you want it done, pay up. It's always bribes, and then they don't even do what you bribe them for. Ve'ino sim ratzon ba'alim, you can't rely on them. You pay him a bribe, and then whatever, they figure out a way out of it. Pizer amim kravot yechafatzon. What is that supposed to mean? Spread among the people, desiring to be close. It means migaram lem lisoshik bazul aveinumot olam. What is it that caused Klal Yisrael to end up being spread across the earth? Krevot shayu chafetzim behem. Because they always try to assimilate. They always think, oh, wouldn't it be great if we could be like them? We'd be like, fine, go ahead, try it. Go. Want to be like them? Go try being like them. V'yod shalachlo, another thing that he sent in the name of his father, was shalosh meot v'shishim v'chamisha shavakim v'krach gadol shal Rami. You have to understand what we mean by Rome. What we mean by Rome is is a world center of commerce that we here in Bavo can't even conceive of. So you have 365 different marketplaces in Rome. You're talking about skyscrapers, 365, in each one of these markets. Every one of them at 365 stories. And any one of those marketplaces, whether it's Wall Street, Taiwan, whatever it is, had enough to keep the whole world going. So you're talking about a concept of commerce. Everything is based on that Western idea of commerce. Omar Rebbe, Reb Shimon bar Rebbe LaRebbe, some say it's the Rebbe Yosef Rebbe, it was Rebbe Shmuel bar Rebbe Yosef LaRebbe. Hanei Leman, who do you think that all of those Wall Streets are for? They're for you, honey. lecha, lechavrecha, lechavrotecha. They're all meant ultimately to be used for Klal Yisrael's creativity. Shneimer sechara v'tzena kodesh laHashem lo yeatzer v'lo yechasein ki leyoshvim lifnei Hashem yiyeh. Go ahead and make your money, because all of it's going to be given kodesh laHashem. Lo yeatzer, my lo yeatzer. Tani Rav Yosef lo yeatzer, that refers to Beit HaOtzar, like Fort Knox, where they store all the gold in the States. Open up the door. V'lo yechasein, not to be protected. This is the Beit Geniza. We have all of the bonds. My kili yoshvim lifnei Hashem. A yoshev lifnei Hashem is somebody whose place is permanently lifnei Hashem. Zeh makir makom chaviro b'yeshiva. This is somebody who is so, this is so much his place, he knows exactly where each person is and what he stands for in a yeshiva. Rikidi amar b'lazem kabu b'nei chaviro b'yeshiva. This was somebody who is there first. So we're talking about Greg, let's say. He's the one that's makabu upon him for everybody else that comes in. I just want to finish the pasuk. I know it's because we're in the middle of the drasha. So what's the pshat in the mechaseh atik yamin? The mechaseh, somebody who's mechaseh dvarim shekisa atik yamin. He covers over the things that had been covered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is this referring to? Sitrei Torah, those things that are hidden in the Torah. The ikri armin, on the contrary, zahan negale dvarim shekisa atik yamin. This is referring to one who uncovers those things that had been hidden in the Torah. Ma'niu ta'amei Torah. That's the insight into the meaning of what's going on in the Torah. So that shouldn't just be stam, things that don't make sense. Okay, we'll stop here. No, we have time. But who's to say normally? Ravi Gomer loves Alvin, Omer loves Birkas Ashir, my Birkas Ashir, Ravi Yodomer Yalu Hashem Lokin, Ravi Yodomer Nishvas Kokai. Son of Rabbana Ravi Gomer loves Alvin, Yomer Alla God of the Ravi Tarmi, Hashem Rima Shem Ruilo Exa. Mehikan Halelagador Ravi Yodomer, me hold to add Narot Babel, Ravi Yodomer Mishra Malis, and the rest of Rakabriakov and the Yakov Halokad, Narot Babel. Therefore, it says, "Nice and Nacham Lachobasar Kiliolam Chasdei." I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Hani Esr Vishisha Hodu Kineged Me Kineged Esr Vishisha Dorat Shabarak Kadosh Baruch Hu Belam Alonatan Emet Torah. And nonetheless, Zanotam Chasdo. I'm Reb Chista Mai Dichtivod Elashem Kitovod Elashem Shikov Chavatosh Eladam Etovato Asher Beshoro Atani Veseyo Yatom Bebitzato Veitzato Amanah Betarganolta. I'm Rabbi Yochan. Koshi mizonot yevshalom kiflayim ki yoledadi lo biyoledak ti beitzav tiyotev dami. V'mizonot ki biitzav von tochlena. I'm Rabbi Yochan. Koshi mizonot yevshalom yoter menagu oladi lo begulak ti hamalach hagoelotim koran. The malach bi'amazinat. V'ilu b'mizonot ki velokim oro elotim. I'm Rabbi Yosha ben Levi b'shal shamar gadosh baruch hu l'adam ha'kotz v'dadar tatzmiach lach tzolgu enav d'maot. אמר לפניו ריבונו של עולם, אני וחמורי נאכל באבוס אחד, כיוון שאמר לו בזה אתה פך תוך הלחם, התקררה דעתו. אומר שמעון לקיש, on the contrary, אשרינו אם עמדנו בראשונה, עדיין לא פלטינא מינתא כאכלים, אני אשווה דתאמרו. אומר שיזבי, בשמנו רב אלעזר בן עזריה, קשים מזונותיו של אדם, קריאת ים סוף. תכתיב נאות, ינחם לכל בשר, וסומך לגוזר ים סוף לגזרים. אומר רב אלעזר בן עזריה, קשים לקוויו של אדם כיום המיתו, קריאת ים סוף. שדבר מהר צוער להיפתח, כתיב בתרי, רוגע הים וים בוגליו. אומר רב שיש משום רב לא זה בן הזר, כל מבזה את המועדות, כאילו עובד עבודה זרה, שאומר לו כאלוהי מסיכה לא צהל סלח. וכתיב בתרי, את חג המצות תשמור. אומר רב שיש משום רב לא זה בן הזר, כל מסעה בלשון הרע, וכל המקמה לשון הרע, וכל המהיל אל שקר בחברו, ראוי לה שלכל הכלבים, שאומר לה כלב את השלכונות, וכתיב בתרי, אותו תישא שם השב, ומכנוס לידת לא תשיא שם השב. וכן יחד היא קהל אל הגודל ענן, נאי טיימר מן הנאי, משום שיש בו חמישה דברים הללו, יציאת מצרים, קריאת ים סוף, מתן תורת, חתמיתים, וחבלו של משיח. Yitziat Mitzrayim, Tzayt Yisrael Mitzrayim, Kriyat Yamsuf, Vayam Rav Yanot, Matan Torah, Yarin Rok Ben Chaylim, Tchiyat Amitim, Et Alech Lefnei Hashem Be'eretzot HaChayim, Chev Lo Shem Mashiach, Lo Lano Hashem Lo Lano, Vom Rav Yochran, Lo Lano Hashem Lo Lano, Zeh Shubud Malchiyot, Yikad Yamram Rav Yochran, Lo Lano Hashem Lo Lano, Zbochem Et Gog Magog, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, no, it's because it has Milut Nefashah Shal Tzadikim Again, Shem Rana Hashem Al Tanavshi, Chizkiya Omer, Bnei Shesh Bo Yiridatan Shal Tzadikim Lekiv Shana Hesh, Valiyatan, Mimeno Yiridatan, Zeh Lo Lano Hashem Lo Lano, That was said by Hananiah. Kilashim chatin kavod amar mishoel. Alchas kavam yitach amar azaya. Lama yom rogim amru kulam. Where's aliyatam? Mikiv shanayesh? Dichtiv. Hadalot Hashem ko goyim. It was said by Hananiah. Shabchu kolomim. Mishoel ki gavar alinu chastor azaya. Emet Hashem leolam amru ka kulam. V'yesh amrim emet Hashem leolam was actually said by Gavriel. Bishashi pil nimrod arashat Avram avinu letov kiv shanayesh. Amar Gavriel lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono shel olam, ered ve'atzanein ve'atzil et ha'tzadik mikivshan ha'esh. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ani yachid ba'olami, v'hu yachid ba'olamo. Na'el yachid la'atzilat ha'yachid. Ulefi sh'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, enom mekapeach sachar kol b'yoneh. Amar lo Gavriel, tiskev et ha'tzil shlosha mimei banav. Dorish Rabbi Shimon HaShiloni, v'sha'a shi'pilu v'hanetzer ha'rasha chanani b'shol v'azayi l'toch kivshan ha'esh. Amar yur k'musar ha'barad lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, amar lefanav, ribono shel olam. Ered v'atzanein et ha'kvishan v'atzil ha'tzadikim al olam kvishan ha'esh. Amar lo Gavriel, what's that prove? Ve'en gvuratah shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu bekav. Ata sar barad, ha'ko yodim sh'amayim mechabim et ha'esh. Yela ani sar shel ha'esh. Ered v'akarer mibifnim, v'agdiach mibachutz, v'yaseh neis b'toch neis. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ered. V'ota sh'ah patach Gavriel v'yomar v'emet Hashem le'olam. Rabbi Natan omer v'emet Hashem le'olam dagim sh'b'yam omru ak rabuna. Dom Rabbi Yisrael Shabbat Adam Mektani Emunayu, Kiddush Rabba Bar Mori, Mai Dechiva Yamru Ayam Biamsov, Melamed Shimru Yisrael Botasha, Viamru Kishem Shano Oli Mitzadachat, Kach Mitzrim Oli Mitzadacher, Amala Kadosh Borko the Sar Shalyam, Plototam Layabasha, Amala Fanav Rimanon Shalam Kum Yeshevich Shantino Rabba Matana, Vechosev Notamimim, Amala Tina Echo the Mechta Shabam, Amala Rimanon Shalam Yeshevich Tove Rabo, Amala Nahal Kishon Yele Yarev. מיד פלט אותם לים בשעה, ובאו ישראל וראו אותם, שם היה ישראל מצרים בתוספת הים. מהי אחד המחצה שבהם? דילו בפרוך, דיב 600 רכב בחור, ואילו בסיסרו, דיב 900 רכב ברזל. כי עד הסיסרו, עד הלאי הבדיקר את הפרזל. הוציא הקדוש ברוך הלם כוכבים ממסירותם, דכתיב מן שמיים נלחמו הכוכבים. כי בננחית וכוכבי שמיים עליהם, אגדירו אני דיקר את הפרזל. נחיתו לקבלים למסכין אפשר בנחל קישון. אמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא לנחל קישון, אוקיי, בויס, time to pay up. לך ואשלם מרבונך. מיד גרפם נחל קישון, והשליחם לים, שם נחל קישון גרפם, נחל קדומים. What's the meaning of נחל קדומים? נחל שנעשה עורף, מכן? באותה שעה פתחו דוגים של ים ואמרו, ומת השם לעולם. אומר רבי שמעון אלוקי שמאי דכתיב שיביא עקרת הבית, אמרה כנסת ישראל לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא ריבונו של עולם, סומוני בניך כחול לזאת, הדרה ויקרי בתים. תורה אשר רב המאי דכתיב, אהבתי כי ישמע השם, אומר כנסת ישראל ריבונו של עולם, אימתי אני אהובה לפניך, הזמנתי שתשמע כל תחנוני, דלותי ולי יהושיע, אמרה כנסת לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא ריבונו של עולם, אף על פי שדלה אני במצוות, לך אני ולי נאה להושיע. אומר רב כהנא כשחלה רבי שמעון בן רבי יוסי שלח לו רבי אמור לנו שניים ושלושה דברים שאמרת לנו משום אביך שלח לו כך אמר אבא מה הייתה כתיבה לדעות השם כל גויים ומות העולם מה יביא לתאיו הוכי כאמר הלוות השם כל גויים הגבורות מלפלות אבי בעדיו כל שכן אנו דגבר עלינו כזכו להיות עתיד המצרים שתביא דרון למשיח כסוב אינו מכה במיין אמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא למשיח קבל מיין אכסניה עשו לבני במצרים, מיד יעשו השמנים מן מצרים, נעשה קושקה וחומר ביעצמה. ומה לא לו שנשתעבדו בהם כך? אני שלא נשתעבדתי בהם לא קושקן, אמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא קבל מהם, מיד קוש תריץ ידיו לאלוהים, נעשה מלכות רום, מיד שעקה וחומר בעצמה. ומה לא לו שאין אחיהם כך? אנו שאנו אחיהם לא קושקן. אמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא לגבריאל, גאר חיית קנה, גאור חיה וקנה לך עידה. דבר אחר, גאור חיית קנה שדר בין הקנים, תכתיב יחסמן החזיר מיער וזיז שדה יראנה. יום רבי גבר אבו אמר, יוחנן גאור בחיה שכל מעצר נכתבים בקומוס אחד. Adat Abirim, Bigle Amim, Shishachtu Abirim Kagalim, Shein Lehem Baalim. Mitra Pes Britze Kese, Poshtim Yad Akabu Mamon, and then Eino Simetson Baalim. Pizer Amim, Kravot Yechafatson. Migaram Lehem Lehiso Shipazun Lebeinu Mot Olam, Kravot Shayu Chafetzim Behem. ועוד שלח לו שלוש מאה ושישים וחמישה שווקים בכרך הקדוש של רומי. בכל אחד ויחד היו בו שלוש מאה ושישים וחמישה בירניות. בכל בירנית ובירנית היה בו שלוש מאה ושישים וחמישה מעלות. בכל מעלה ומעלה היה בו כדי לזון את כל העולם כולו. אמר רבי שמעון בר רבי לרבי, ואמר לו רבי יוסף בר רבי יוסף לרבי, רבי שמעון בר רבי לרבי, אני למען לך לחברך לחברתך אשר מרצחך הרב ותן הקודש להשם, לא יעצר ולא יחסן, כי לא יושבים לפני השם יהיה. מה לא יעצר? אתה רבי יעצר, לא יעצר זה בית אוצר, לא יחסן זה בית כניזה. מה כי לא יושבים לפני השם? אומר בלא זה זה מכיר מקום מחבירו בישיבה, יקדם אומר בלא זה מקף לפני חבירו בישיבה. מה אלו מכסה עתיק יומין? זה מכסה דברים שכיסה עתיק יומין. ומה יהיו סתרי תורה? ויקדם אומר זה מגלה דברים שכיסה עתיק יומין. ומה יהיו תעמי תורה?